Well, we've just had an excellent meal at restaurant Cafe des Gourmet or something. And Mark is giving me a... What was your warning?
My warning was there's about 300 metres from your
car. Oh, it really is that close, actually.
Yeah.
That's quite impressive.
Well, that's why I was like, do you know where you are?
Evidently not.
Evidently not. It brings back the memory that bollards are and never end.
Oh my giddy aunt. And I thought I'd step past over the right of the bollard and went straight off the curb.
Okay, yeah, they mark the edge of the pavement. So if you go past it on the other side, you're going.
Is this still pedestrianised down here?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. So if it's not, it'd be effective.
Okay. So it would be a bad thing if they ran me over, basically. Well, it would be a bad thing for me, anyway.
And it is within the pedestrian zone, because if you remember the taxi,
yes.
You can do it on the other side of the parking.
Oh, right, okay. So is it that crescent bit we're coming down to, then?
Yeah. That's the Bourse, I think.
The Bourse?
The Bourse.
That's the exchange, isn't it? I think the Bourse is like the Exchequer or the Exchange or something.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. Which way now, Mr. Rogers? Straight on?
Straight on down until you hit the actual point.
Okay. It's quite a nice musical.
Yes, we're back on steel drum.
We are, yeah. It's just like being back on the Munich.
Meaning,
yeah. Probably a manhole, I think. Or manhole cover, at least. If it's a manhole, I probably would have fallen down it by now. Right, so I think we're meant to be in some kind of semicircular thing here.
Kind of, yeah, more or less on the path you were on.
On the path I was on, about there?
Yeah, but...
Okay. Up to the fountain that way then. I can see some light over there.
Yeah, that's him.
That's the sculpture, is it?
Yeah, I'm presuming it's a man. Although now it looks like he's got a helmet on, like a racing
helmet. I might attempt to get a photograph of this again.
It is quite an impressive effect.
You sorry?
That might be a
Oh well. It's alright.
Oh, and there's
a
pram, I don't know.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, it makes it probably. I like the fact that they still get trams to make ding 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 sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to pause this recording so I can do a little video thingy. What's it?
Okay. I have a definite kind of United Young thing about me. I want to end up into the fashion club. 4 a.m.
Well, I might go to bed if you could.
This is what we're going to end up doing for my 30th, isn't it?
Oh, right. Oh, I see. Okay.
Going for a decent meal, having a bottle of wine, and then me going, let's get a reflex, man.
I'm rather glad that for my 30th I'm going to Venice. I'm happy to do other things, but you know, that's my main thing. Who else is going to other parts of Europe then?
Well, Simon, went to Paris on his
own. Oh, I see, yes.
That might be it, but you know, I only know 3 people mainly who, have done bloody this year.
Yeah.
One of whom had a party in Palmer, despite living in London, but yeah, fine. I willingly pay £100 to,
Generous person. Or mad.
Well, I did live with the guy for 2 years. I can't really justify not going. But I'm amazed you think my sister will come.
So we're now standing next to the sculpture thing that Mark was talking about.
House of Knowledge, apparently.
The House of Knowledge.
I'm not sure how that makes up the House of Knowledge. I mean, it is made up of words, I suppose, but the House of Knowledge has what some people might call a tremendous rack.
A what?
A tremendous rack.
A rack?
Yes.
Okay.
As in colloquial rack. As in she's got... nice bazookas.
Oh.
She appears to have. I'm feminizing the house because, quite frankly, that might be helpful to go, I don't know. But also, bizarrely enough, there's a redacted sentence on the actual explanation.
So, yeah. It's a redacted sentence.
So there's a sentence between blacked out in all 3 languages.
Really?
Yes.
How bizarre.
Which is ironic considering it's something about it as well, but
I mean, yeah. Why would you actually go and show it blacked out as well? Does this turn it into a statement on censorship as well?
Well, that's what I was thinking, This is a house of knowledge, but we can't tell you what to
do. Yeah, yeah.
The power of words. Or lack of them.
That's quite interesting.
Yes.
Excellent.
Anyway.
So, is this road behind us presumably has the river on the other side of it, does it?
So...
How do we get across it?
You go to the crossing. I suppose it's up to you whether you think it's as you were.
Well, we might as well go across. Yeah. Now we've come this far.
Yeah. Okay.
There are a lot of children about, given that it's past 11 at night.
There are, but it's August.
And it's France.
I think so.
Not that I wish to promote stereotyping or anything. Not much. Am I expecting any imminent steps or anything?
No.
Sorry?
Should be straight onto the road
then. Oh, right, okay. Ah. Is that the road there?
No.
That's a...
There is... Sorry, I didn't see them. There is one...
Step
down.
There. Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, so we're now walking along this sort of road-like thing that isn't a road. And I'm being very careful with the cane just in case there are any bollards springing up somewhere. Cyclists going past there. Sorry? What, we're on it?
No, we're not on it.
We're next to it. Oh, right.
Completely
apart, oh, yes, Robert, one more step. Yeah. One more.
Sorry, Robert, I wanted to know what happened.
Yeah. Let's see. If you put your foot on one area and one on the other, does it join them together? Apparently, they had one heck of a job getting this system to work properly.
I can imagine. So if we cross around about here, we'll be in the right place to be.
Yeah?
Being on the
okay. Right, am I going then?
Yeah.
Straight ahead?
Yeah.
Stop here?
Yeah.
Yeah. The crossing. Zebra. The zebra, okay.
I'm
what's surrounded by bullet? Oh, the crossing is, okay. Is this it here? Where's the edge? Okay, where's my nearest bollard? In front of bollard. Oh, no bollard.
There is a bollard, but you're missing it.
Am I clear of it? Okay. So if I just walk straight when it goes green, I'm okay, am I?
Yeah.
Good, good. Nothing can possibly go wrong.
Right, it's green.
Deep breath. Right. Bottom. Am I going straight?
Yeah, you're hitting the bollard.
Ah! Literally. Right, sweep the cane then.
You'll miss the bollard if you go
straight down. Phew! Yes, for the audio booth's sake there, the I sort of straddled it. Oh!
I was impressed, you're hitting the bollard. Don't move your line or anything.
Is that? Am I meant to be stepping onto this?
There's four like shallow steps.
Okay.
And there's like a...
I hear sloshiness. Oh, it's a pool. It's not the river then?
No, it's like a inland... I feel like they used to have a seaside
river. Oh, like little paddling pool type things.
So you could effectively go in there.
Yeah!
And in fact, lots of people are.
What, adults?
A few adults. The adults have a great fun because they realise they can get harder than the children. So they can get the children really wet.
Right, are there really likely to be any obstacles, steps? Anything soon?
No, you're right. You're more straight on what I've
so I can actually relax a little bit.
It's a kind of pier.
A pier?
Well,
okay.
Not a pier, but you know, it's a raised bit of...
A promontory.
A promontory, if you like. I don't know what you would call it, because we're not actually going over the river yet.
Oh, we're not? Okay.
But, yeah.
How close is the river?
The river is on the other side of this right. There is railings.
Okay. So I'm not going to imminently fall in. There's no sort of.
No. I'm bad, I'm not that bad. And I wouldn't be that calm. If there was any way you were going to fall in the river, I probably would be stuttering a lot. He might want to stop right now.
I would suggest the word stop is quite good at that point. Yes, Robert, you might want to just think about possibly splosh. Oh.
Calling an ambulance?
Yeah. Fetch the fire brigade.
Right, I'm one of these people congregating on steps.
Alright, good. Are the steps ahead of me then?
Yeah.
Going down?
Going going down. So you just more or less go in front of the time.
Yeah. Okay. I seem to be going down a lot more steps than we went up. Is that the end of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the river is here. And there's raining and you can't possibly fall in.
I can't possibly fall in. You're positive
there's
about this?
Two sets of raining.
Good.
Unless you're in the leak, you're not going to manage to
get on. Okay. Tell me when I'm coming up to the railing, if you could.
I'm at the railing now, so you've okay. About three steps. So there's these railings, and there's a gap, and there's other railings.
Right, and then
so
there's a beach.
Very sure you can't fall
into. And then there's a drop into the river.
Well, there's like, yes, there's obviously moorings, but there is a drop into the river after moorings, yes.
So how far to the actual edge is it?
I reckon that's about 10 centimetres plus, about 15 centimetres.
15 centimetres? Oh, right, so it's really not far. It's sort of like there.
Okay, that me underestimating centimetres there. Say about 25,
30 then. Okay, so 30 centimetres is that, yeah?
Well, that's a very small ruler.
Hang on. So...
Okay, basically, if you can reach out, you can probably touch the railings.
Well, that's got to be more than 30 centimetres.
Yeah, that probably is.
That's a lot more than 30 centimetres.
That is the railings. Then you've got the moorings, which are probably another 15, 20 centimetres in that case. Yeah.
So maybe it's there, is it?
Well, that's the railing, yes. And then beyond that, there's like a little strip of land for them to put moorings.
Could you walk along it?
What?
Could you walk along the street? Is it wide enough that you could walk along?
Yes, it's about pavement size.
Okay.
How can you not walk along when there's more? Yeah, they put moorings on where you couldn't possibly walk along.
I don't know how you worked out that originally that was 15 centimetres, which is like that.
Okay.
So half a foot.
The size of a 30 centimetre rule.
Oh dear! All right.
Quite the wrong way.
I might take a picture of this just for the boo, and then people can make their own mind up as to how far it is. Maybe I don't know. It's very confusing.
And also to my event because the barriers go in and out, so we're further away from the. From the actual railings and they are further in.
And the river's pretty wide at this point, I presume.
The river is pretty wide. I don't know if you can see any lights.
I can see a light over there, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the one in the middle of the river.
Oh, right, okay.
I think it's certainly not quite on dry land. But it's,
okay. And are there any ships?
No.
No.
Not that I can see.
Bridges?
There's a bridge, yes. There's a long bridge off to your right.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see any light.
I can see a sort of blurriness of lightness.
That's probably from the light from the arch of the bridge.
Okay. Oh, is that the one? There is a famous bridge, isn't there, that's got like 18 arches or something?
That would be that one.
Okay.
I would guess.
So presumably this is about as far as the big ships can go then?
Unless they've got some kind of mast go down,
big ships, I'm meaning like cruise ships.
Yes. So unless they got a way of retracting their funnels.
Their whole superstructure, shrinking.
Yeah.
So it's all chopping it up to pieces.
It's very unlikely that they can go any further,
Okay, I got you. Right, anyway, audiobook people, hope you've enjoyed this madness. I'm going to take a picture of this gap, though whether I include it on the boo, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway.
We'll see how outrageous Mark's fame is.
Yeah, absolutely. Bon voyage.